This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard that ADHD might shorten your lifespan? Sounds crazy, right? But a new study's got some pretty startling numbers.
It's a bit of a shock, yeah. But the research is showing a significant difference in life expectancy for adults with ADHD.
We're talking years, not months. This isn't just about fidgeting. It's about serious health implications.
Exactly. It's not ADHD itself killing people, but the associated health risks and behaviors.
So let's unpack this. What are we looking at here? The study found a pretty big difference in life expectancy, right? How much shorter are we talking?
Men with ADHD had a life expectancy 6.78 years shorter than men without. Women fared even worse, losing 8.64 years on average.
Wow, that's a huge gap. Is it just bad luck, or is there something else going on? So it's not like ADHD directly causes death, correct?
Nope. It's the increased risk of other conditions. Think heart disease, substance abuse, depression, anxiety, the whole shebang.
So ADHD increases the likelihood of developing these other problems.
Precisely. The symptoms, impulsivity, poor impulse control, inattention, can lead to risky behaviors and poor health management.
Okay, so this sounds pretty serious, but were there any limitations to the study? Nothing's perfect, right?
Absolutely. One big one is that it only looked at people formally diagnosed with ADHD. Lots of undiagnosed cases out there.
So the numbers might actually be even worse than reported?
Potentially. Plus, they didn't look at specific causes of death or the impact of treatment. Lots of unknowns.
So what are some of the behaviors that contribute to this shorter lifespan?
Impulsivity leads to risky behaviors like substance abuse, reckless driving. Inattention can mean missed medical appointments, poor medication adherence.
It all adds up, doesn't it? And it's not just individual choices, right? There are systemic factors, too.
Exactly. Higher unemployment, financial instability, all that stress takes a toll.
So what can be done? Is there any hope?
Early diagnosis and intervention are key. Just like managing diabetes, ADHD needs ongoing care.
So medication, therapy, the usual suspects?
Yes, but also things like executive function training, better healthcare engagement. It's a holistic approach.
The article mentions neurofeedback. Is that something that could help extend lifespans?
It's shown promise in treating ADHD symptoms, improving impulse control and attention. More research is needed to see its direct impact on lifespan, though.
So it's a potential tool in the toolbox, but not a guaranteed solution?
Exactly. It's one piece of the puzzle.
The article emphasizes that ADHD isn't just a childhood thing. It's a lifelong condition.
Absolutely. We need to shift that perception. Adults need ongoing support and management strategies.
So it's not just about kids anymore. It's about recognizing the long-term health implications for adults as well. The good news is that many of these risk factors are modifiable. Right?
Yes, that's the key takeaway. With early intervention and ongoing support, we can significantly improve the lives and lifespans of people with ADHD.
Let's recap the main points. ADHD is linked to a significant reduction in life expectancy, driven by behavioral and systemic factors, not ADHD itself.
Right. The study had limitations, but it highlights the urgent need for better diagnosis, early intervention, and long-term management.
And neurofeedback is a promising treatment option that warrants further investigation. So what's the next step? What kind of research needs to be done?
More studies are needed to understand cause-specific mortality, the impact of treatment, and the role of socioeconomic factors.
It's a complex issue, and we need more data to fully understand the picture. So what can our listeners do? What's the takeaway for them?
If you suspect you or someone you know has ADHD, seek professional help. Early diagnosis and intervention are crucial.
And advocate for better understanding and support for adults with ADHD. It's a lifelong condition that requires ongoing care. This has been a really eye-opening discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
That was a great discussion.